We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
There's really not a polite way to say this, ladies and gentlemen, but the President of the United States is an idiot. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio show. And just fair warning, I'm in a bit of a mood today. So the left may very well set me off. So bear with me as we make it through 3 hours of our program today. President Biden, just a few moments ago, put out a statement about the death of the former prime minister of Japan. And he is... really exposing himself as the anti-gun nut job that he is. So Biden, in the statement about the assassination of Japan's former prime minister, goes on to talk about the violent attacks are never acceptable, talking about gun violence and talking about getting the guns. But here's what this moron president doesn't seem to understand. Japan has one of the toughest gun laws on the books. As a matter of fact, other than the police and the military, nobody in Japan can actually go out and buy a handgun or a rifle. So the question I have, first of all, we don't know anything about the attacker. The guy was arrested, the assassin, and we don't know how he got his gun. But in reality, Japan, quite frankly, is it's an oasis for the anti-gun crowd. Because nobody can own a gun in Japan. So there you go. We'll get to more of that a little bit later on. Terrible story. President Trump deeply, deeply moved by what happened last night. And we have the story. We have video of the attack on our website, toddstarnes.com. But I want to start with a story a little bit closer to home. Last night in Washington, D.C., Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh decided to go out to a D.C. steakhouse, Morton Steakhouse. I've been to that steakhouse many times. It's one of the best steakhouses in all of Washington, D.C., and it's very popular among a lot of lawmakers and politicos in the D.C. area. So anyway, Brett Kavanaugh was out last night at Morton's having a good time, when all of a sudden he was set upon by a violent mob. And the protesters show up. They cause all sorts of chaos at the steakhouse. And this is a high-end steakhouse. So this is, you're spending a lot of money. If you're going there, you either have a lot of money or this is a special occasion. So whether, you know, you're having an anniversary or somebody's having a big birthday party or whatever. And so you want to go to Morton Steakhouse. It's very good. Grace Baker, have you ever been to Morton's?
Sad to say, I have not.
All right, we've got to fix that.
Let's do it.
All right, next road trip, you and I, we'll go out, we'll take the team out to Morton's.
Sounds good to me.
As a matter of fact, we're heading down to CPAC. Maybe we should just do that.
Oh, that's a good idea.
All right, make a reservation.
Okay, I'm on it.
So anyway, Kavanaugh is going down. He's having a meal at Morton's, and all of a sudden this violent mob comes in and causes all sorts of chaos. Here's what Politico wrote in the playbook on D.C. protesters targeted the conservative Supreme Court justice. We got a tip that Brett Kavanaugh was dining at Morton's downtown location in D.C. Protesters showed up, called the manager to tell him to kick Kavanaugh out of the restaurant. We also understand that the Supreme Court justice had to flee the restaurant out the back. So poor Kavanaugh had to leave the restaurant through the kitchen and out back because of this angry, seething mob of savages. And that's, look, we've got to start calling these people what they really are. I'm a little flustered by all of these conservative talk show hosts out there. They want to hedge. They don't want to offend. They don't want the mob to come after them. Well, I don't care. We're going to call it like we see it on this radio program. I don't care. By the way, we're getting word that President Biden is speaking right now. We're monitoring that, and we'll let you know if he mumbles something. Anyway, Morton's is very upset about this. And here's what they had to say. Honorable Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh and all of our other patrons at the restaurant were unduly harassed by unruly protesters while eating dinner at our Morton's restaurant. Politics, regardless of your side or views, should not trample the freedom at play of the right to congregate and eat dinner. There is a time and a place for everything. Disturbing the dinner of all of our customers was an act of selfishness and void of decency. And I would be willing to say it was a form of domestic terrorism. They want to attack these Supreme Court justices. They want to bully and harangue anybody who doesn't agree with their positions and their policies. Leave the man alone. Let him eat his steak. Let him eat the cream spinach. Let him eat the jumbo shrimp cocktail. I'm getting hungry. Let him be. But this is what Maxine Waters and her thugs down in South Central LA, this is what they do. She's the one who unleashed these savages on the rest of the nation. Remember, she told them in that big, huge park in Southern California to get out there and to harass the Trump supporters wherever they might be, whether it be a shopping center or a gas station or a restaurant like Morton's. And a few days later on MSDNC, Maxine Waters was called out on that comment. And she turned around and she said, you know what? I am standing my ground. You have to absolutely harass those people. Now, look, I don't know of any conservatives who do that. Do you? Let me give you an example. Here in Memphis, Tennessee, we had a bunch of these leftist savages, and they targeted the home of the district attorney, a very lovely lady named Amy Weirich. And she's tough on crime, and that's why they hate her. She sends criminals to jail. That's why they hate her. And they actually showed up at her home. She's got young kids, and they were screaming and hollering. They were stealing the American flags. They were literally on the front lawn of the home. And there's actually video, and our flagship station in Memphis, KWAM, has the video. You can watch it on their website of these savages as they start firing fireworks at the home, hoping to set the district attorney's house on fire. This is what Maxine Waters wanted to happen. These people are savages, all of them. And I don't believe the district attorney was at home, but had she been, she would have been well within her rights to stand on the front yard of her house with a shotgun in her hand, daring anybody to step foot on her property. Because nobody deserves to have their house burned down simply because of their politics. And that's what these people do. Now, on the other side, you've got a guy, and I'm just using Memphis as an example here, folks, but in this, we've got a big race for district attorney. George Soros has politicized all of this. And you've got this other guy. He's a professor at the University of Memphis, and he's a far leftist, and he wants to let everybody out of jail. And so this guy, I oppose everything this guy stands for. It has never crossed my mind to go and to protest on the front yard of his home. I wouldn't do that. Because as the people at Morton said, there's a time and a place for that kind of stuff. And you know what? When you're sitting down to eat a $65 slab of beef, that's not the time or the place. It's just not. Now, look, I just want to caution everybody here, and we're living in a really crazy time. And just like yesterday, what happened last night where you have this conservative in Japan, and he's giving a campaign speech, and all of a sudden some coward, and that's all this coward, shot the guy in the back, assassinated the former prime minister. You see, they've got a bunch of leftist savages in Japan as well. And all I'm saying is that we live in a very different time and age, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we talk about Hollywood and all the threats, all the evil, the vile comments, these Hollywood actors and musicians saying, we need to go and kill Supreme Court justices. You need to go blow up lawmakers you disagree with. Let me tell you something. You need to take those people very seriously. Remember, it was a thespian, an actor who shot and killed, who assassinated Abraham Lincoln. So these Hollywood people, yeah, you better be very concerned about those individuals. Very concerned. So all I'm saying is this. If you live in a state or a city where you are allowed to conceal carry, you need to do that. Thank goodness nobody got injured last night at the Morton Steakhouse. But I can tell you, I'd feel a lot more comfortable knowing that Justice Kavanaugh and all the other Supreme Court justices were packing heat, so at least they would have a fighting chance when the leftist savages come after them. That's all I'm saying. Now, let me say this. Conservatives, we're a peaceful people. We're happy warriors. But that doesn't mean that you can come up and just shoot us. That doesn't mean you can just come up and start beating us up in the streets. No, there is a price to pay over that. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. What would you have done had you been at that Morton Steakhouse and the angry mob set on you? What would you do? This is the Todd Stern Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Folks, there's no doubt we're dealing with a lot of problems at the gas pump, not to mention the grocery store, restaurants. It's bonkers out there. Inflation hitting all of us where it hurts, and it really hurts. That's why I started using Upside. It's an incredible app for anyone who buys gas, buys groceries, or likes to go out to eat. And get this, with every purchase, I'm earning cash back thanks to Upside. To get started, download the free Upside app in the App Store or Google Play. Use my promo code STARNS, get $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. So here's how it works. You claim an offer for whatever you're buying on Upside. You check in at the business, pay as usual with a credit card or debit card, and then you get paid. In comparison to credit card rewards or loyalty programs, you can actually earn 3 times more cash back with Upside. You can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Upside users are earning more than $1 million every week. That's probably why they have a 4.8 star rating on the App Store. So here's what I want you to do. Download the free Upside app and use the promo code STARNS to get $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. That's $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more using the promo code STARNS.
Gosh,
these headphones, Grace, are fighting back. I think I have a black eye.
That's happened to me before. You're putting them on your head and it just smacks you.
Jeez,
you're like,
ow.
You've seen it happen to me.
It's one of those days. I'm not in the mood today, Grace Baker. I am not in the mood.
Well, the headphones need to get in line then.
All right, let's go to the phones here. By the way, Biden is still yammering, and we're going to be playing some audio in just a minute, but he's basically declaring war on the Supreme Court, and we're going to get to that in just a second. Let's go to Mike in Maine, WLOB, the Big Lobster. All right, Mike, I understand that you've had an encounter with the wackadoodles.
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
Remember the old, you ever been to the old Webbit Grill down in D.C.?
Oh, it's been a long time. Yeah, the old Ebbets Grill. It's been a long time, but yes, I've been there.
Yeah, we were there in the back booth signing contracts for DOD. 6 of us special forces guys. And a bunch of these morons came into the bar, left-wing losers. and started with everybody in the bar. It was the worst damn mistake they ever made in their life.
Is that right? What happened?
We came up out of them booths and cleared these guys out to the sidewalk and just thumped the hell out of all of them. And the D.C. cops came, cuffed them all, and dragged them off. But you got to stand up to these guys.
That's it.
You know, this has gotten out of control. And I'll tell you right now, we were just lucky enough. They thanked us for every time we ever went in the others after that. They couldn't give us enough and thank us enough.
Good for you, because you're right. It's time for men to start behaving like men. And, you know, you're going to get these little snowflake wusses, and that's all they are, these little limp-wristed snowflake wusses, and you pick them up by the belt buckle if they're wearing a belt, and you just toss them right out the front door. That's it. That's how you handle that problem.
That's exactly how the hell it went. And I'll tell you, it's sad to say that we're at this point, but I'm going to tell you, the men in this country need to stand the hell up.
I'm with you, Mike.
Stand up tall.
Yes, sir. I'm with you. You know, Mike, thanks for that call. I like Mike. He knows what's right. There was a couple of weeks ago on the Twitter, and, you know, they got the videos that go viral, and there were a bunch of people, I don't know, these tree-hugging, you know, wackadoodles, and they're sitting down in the middle of a highway in Italy, and they're blocking the traffic. Now, here in America, when they do that, you're not even allowed to honk your horn, or else they're going to start bashing your car. You know what I mean? And so you just have to sit there. But that's not what happened in Italy. The video shows all of these grown men getting out of their cars, and they literally are dragging the protesters off of the highway. That's how you deal with this kind of stuff. That's how you do it. Let's go to Gainesville, Georgia. Paul on the line, WDUN, our great station there. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. I think you were a little bit off base on that last comment about the Morton Steakhouse. Why does it matter whether it was Morton Steakhouse or McDonald's?
Well, it doesn't matter. It's anywhere, but especially a Morton's.
Okay, that was my comment. This behavior should not be accepted anywhere, and it's equally as bad no matter where you are.
No, well, I don't disagree with you there, Paul. I'm just saying that, you know, when you see this kind of behavior, it is typical in a McDonald's. You've seen the videos. These people acting the fool. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that especially in a Morton Steakhouse, you know, one of these white tablecloth places, you got to behave yourself.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Paul. Thanks for the call, Grace. I'm telling you, see, the BP's going up already.
Oh, boy.
844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. I told you our president was a moron, and you think I was kidding here. So just mere moments ago, the president was reading off of a teleprompter, and he started reading the stuff that he's not supposed to be saying out loud. Take a listen.
Majority writes, and I quote, it's a quote now from the majority. Women are not without electoral or political power. It is noteworthy that the percentage of women who register to vote and cast a ballot is consistently higher than the percentage of the men who do so. End of quote. Repeat the line. Women are not without electoral and or political or maybe precise, not and or political power.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. This is the president of the United States. The guy... Do we have more from the speech? All right, we're going to work on that coming up after the bottom of the hour break for the news here. But the president is now declaring war on the Supreme Court over abortion, and you watch what's going to happen. Your tax dollars, and this is where we get into impeachment territory on this particular issue. The president of the United States is going to be using our tax dollars to fund abortion on federal bases, military bases, and federal land. So the next time you go to the national park and you see Smokey the Bear, he's probably going to be wearing surgical gloves and willing to give out an abortion or two. Compliments of the American taxpayer. That's where all of this is going. So we're going to have to pay very close attention to this. We're doing a deep dive into the president's statements and remarks, and we're going to bring that to you. But it's a pretty crazy thing that's happening. Unbelievable. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. But to put a bow on what happened to Justice Kavanaugh, this has been happening all over America. Remember what happened to Sarah Sanders when she and her husband went to a great little restaurant, a diner in Virginia, and the owner of the restaurant came over and kicked her out simply because of her political beliefs. And the restaurant owner was celebrated in the mainstream media. This is who these people are. A bunch of intolerant savages. All of them are savages. I'd like to call them animals, but even animals are more behaved than these savages. And I don't want to insult the animal world. All right, we got to take a break here. Hey, ToddStearns.com. Got to check out our website. We have some great stories. You're going to love it. Sign up for the newsletter. Sign up for the podcast. Those are free of charge, and they're great resources to help you as we go through some crazy times in our nation. We'll be right back, folks. If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why? It's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And use the promo code Starnes or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code Starnes. All right, welcome back, all you beautiful people. This is the Todd Stearns radio program. ToddStearns.com is our website. Bookmark that, baby. Got some great stories up. So President Biden, just a few moments ago, made a shocking claim about a 10-year-old crossing state lines. Do we have that audio? All right, well, hold on. Yes, no, yes, no. All right, let's check that out.
10 years old. And she was forced to have to travel out of the state to Indiana to seek to terminate the presidency and maybe save her life.
So there you just heard President Biden say that a 10-year-old girl, this is what he's claiming, a 10-year-old girl crossed state lines to terminate the presidency. I certainly hope someone has alerted the Secret Service. Grace, if not, can we get on that? Can we just maybe just shoot him an email or something? Folks, you just can't make this up. You cannot make this up. Hey, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Our good friend Joe from LJ, Georgia, on the line. Joe, you can't make this stuff up.
Todd, it's unbelievable. I tell you what, I predict Biden will not run. If he does, it'll be a tremendous win, and I think the Republicans are definitely going to win. Huge wins. I'm down here at Sea Island. They love you down here. And I'm working hard for both Brian Kemp, who I think will beat Stacey Abrams, and Herschel Walker, who I think will beat Warnock. They're both, as you know, big spenders and big liberals. And also, people are against all this crazy goings on with Biden. I can't believe. And like you say about a Supreme Court, you ought to be able to go to dinner. I don't believe in violence of any kind. I'm a conservative, but I would never physically attack a liberal. I may not like them, but I'm not going to. We got to get away from violence. We need more love in politics. Ty, do you think that's possible?
No, I really don't, Joe. I wish I could say otherwise, but this is what they're teaching kids in these schools. And you've got a lot of absentee moms and dads. They've either got something else going on or they just flat out don't care. You're raising a generation of kids that are being taught that they're being oppressed and that the white person is the oppressor. Look, that's a big problem in my estimation. I think it's only going to get worse.
Well, I agree with you 100%, but I think we all ought to work hard for the midterm elections to get conservatives elected, take over the House and Senate, which I think will happen, and then we must defeat Biden. Everybody I'm talking to down here at Sea Island is a Republican. I guess there's some Democrats here, but I hadn't run into them. But I think things look good for the conservative cause. I know the stock market's bouncing back. So anyway, Todd, you have a great show. They love you down here at Sea Island. Just keep up the great work.
All right, Joe, tell everybody down there I said hello. Beautiful part of America down there at Sea Island, Georgia, along the beautiful Georgia coast. You know, it's interesting. Could you imagine what would happen if the protesters had laid siege to the Varsity in Midtown Atlanta? And if you haven't been to the Varsity, you really don't know what you're missing. But can you imagine just people standing in line waiting to get their hot dogs with the slaw and the whatever, the orange frosties, whatever. And all of a sudden you've got this mob come in. I think that there would be a mob action by the customers to take over. You just can't tolerate that kind of stuff. Oh, Tim Van Horn, the morning show host at KWAM, our flagship station, says Todd Biden should not run, nor should he bike for that matter. Oh, that's a fair point. Yeah, unless he's got training wheels on the bike, and then who knows? All right, so I want to go back. Our team has been working through this audio. President Biden talking about the Supreme Court's decision on Roe v. Wade. He's implementing some executive orders. And basically, the president is saying the Supreme Court doesn't matter anymore, that what the Supreme Court is doing is not about the Constitution. It's about politics. Let's listen to some of that audio.
Let's be clear about something from the very start. This was not a decision driven by the Constitution. Let me say it again. This was not a decision driven by the Constitution. And despite what those justices in the majority said, this was not a decision driven by history. You've all probably had a chance to read the decisions and the dissent. The majority rattles off laws from the 19th century to support the idea that Roe was a historic anomaly because states outlawed abortion in the 1880s toward the end. But that's just wrong. The truth is, today's Supreme Court majority that is playing fast and loose with the facts. Even 150 years ago, the common law and many state laws did not criminalize abortion early in pregnancy, which is very similar to the viability line drawn by Roe. But the Dobbs majority ignores that fact. And the Dobbs majority ignores that many laws are enacted to protect women at the time when they were dying from unsafe abortions. This is the horrific reality that Roe sought to end. The practice of medicine should not be frozen in the 19th century. So what happened? The dissenting opinion says as clear as you can possibly say it. And here's the quote. Neither law nor facts nor attitudes have provided any new reason to reach a different result than Roe and Casey did. And all that's changed is this court. End of quote. All that's changed is this court. That wasn't about the Constitution or the law. It was about a deep, long-seeding antipathy toward Roe and the broader right to privacy. As the justice wrote in their dissent, and I quote, the majority has overruled Roe and Casey for one and only one reason, because it has always despised them, and now it has the votes to discard them, end of quote. So what we're witnessing wasn't a constitutional judgment. It was an exercise in raw political power.
All right, there you go. So the President Biden is now declaring war on the Supreme Court. And if these Democrats are able to delegitimize the Supreme Court, we're in big trouble in America, ladies and gentlemen. That's just all there is to it. This is a very dangerous path that Joe Biden and these radical progressives are taking all of us down. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Well, President Trump is speaking at another big rally this Saturday in Alaska. Sarah Palin is going to be there. Newsmax is going to be the only major news network covering the rally live. Folks, this is one of the reasons why I made the switch to Newsmax. I watch it all the time. It is an honor to be a part of that network. By the way, they've had some of the best coverage of Joe Biden's dangerous policies and programs. Every night you can see Greta Van Susteren, Rob Schmidt, Eric Bolling. Millions are switching from the old cable networks to Newsmax. Even President Trump says Newsmax is really good. So if you would like information about the big rally in Alaska, along with the president's plans for 2024, text the word REMIND to 39747. That's REMIND, R-E-M-I-N-D, to 39747. Trump is also set to make some sort of major announcement on Saturday, and you don't want to miss that. So again, text REMIND to 39747. We'll be right back.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
You know, this whole thing about codifying Roe v. Wade, that means you can abort the baby right up to the pregnancy, by the way. Just want to point that out for all of you that are still worshiping at the feet of the devout Catholic, Joseph Robinette Biden. Just want to point that out for you. Hey, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Kathy is listening to us on KYKN. Kathy, we're coming to town in about a week or so. I'm very excited about this.
Really?
Oh,
where are you guys going to be?
Well, it's July 22nd. Don't hold me to this. I'm calling it up. I should have been prepared, Kathy.
But okay.
KYKN, they've got all the details on their website, kyKN.com. And I'm going to be, yes, July 22nd. And the it's going to be a big barbecue. We're going to have lots of great food. I'm going to be speaking, signing books, and just a good day for conservative patriots there in Oregon.
Awesome. I'll go to their website. Okay, so I've been hearing rumblings about President Trump picking Sarah Palin as the VP. Just rumbling. I don't know that it's true, but I've been hearing it on Twitter and stuff. And I just wanted to say, I hope he doesn't. Because, and this is my reasoning, more than half the countries in this world have no use for women. And if it's kind of the purpose for a vice president to run up to being elected president. And so I just don't.
So what, you don't think Sarah Palin would be respected by other countries? Is that what you're suggesting, Kathy?
Yeah, I don't think she would be. Simply because she's a woman. And I'm not saying that's the way we are. I'm saying that there's a lot of countries that don't like us already.
Yeah, Kathy, let me ask you. All right, let's work our way through this. Because this is my opinion, Kathy. I don't give a flying flip what any other country thinks about us. I really don't. But if that was not an issue, so if there was great respect for women in, you know, Saudi Arabia or Iran or wherever, Would you support Sarah Palin, or do you think her time has come and gone?
I think she became a big joke after the McCain thing, and I wouldn't want to vote for her.
Who would you like?
I don't know. DeSantis, I think, is the best guy.
So Trump, DeSantis, okay.
A vice president's job is to get ready to run after the current president's term is over.
That's true.
And so, I mean, you have to be a little bit, you know, looking ahead a bit.
Well, look, I think DeSantis will be a great pick. I think Tim Scott would be a fine choice as well, the senator from South Carolina. And they've fortunately there is a pretty deep bench on the Republican side. Kathy, appreciate the call and thank you for listening, and hope to see you and all of our other great listeners in that part of the country at our big bash coming up on July 22nd. And you can go to kykn.com and all the info is there. Let's go to North Carolina. Billy is on the talk station. Hey, Billy, what's on your mind?
The same thing that was on that lady's mind. I do not feel that a woman should be vice president. It's okay in this country, but we have to deal with our enemies. We have to deal with North Korea, Iran, China. These places don't respect women, and we just can't take any more of disrespect and turning their backs and not answering our phone calls. We can't take this anymore. We need Trump back in the office, absolutely.
I'm just fascinated by this. That is the women of the Todd Stearns radio program that do not want a woman in the Oval Office.
No, I don't. And I appreciate so much you letting me voice this. I have said this for years, and I'm still going to say it. It's my favorite soapbox.
Wow, is there a reason why, Billy? Is it just because of how other nations might perceive us?
Yes, that is my the main point, that these countries that are our enemies do not respect women, and we need to, if she should become president or if she goes on some of these trips to meet with these heads of state. She needs to be well respected, and I do believe that is a position for a man, a strong man.
Like Donald Trump.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, Billy. Well, appreciate the call, and thank you for listening. This is fascinating. I must say that I'm a little stumped by this, but we've had two female callers, and they say that the presidency should be reserved for men, predominantly because other countries might feel disrespected or they may not take us seriously because a woman is in the White House. Now, I mean, I don't know. One concern could be, all right, let's just say you've got a female president and then you've got the husband who is the first gentleman. And isn't the whole thing about Grace Baker, isn't the whole thing about being the first lady? You got to decorate the White House. You got to pick out the China pattern.
This is, well, you got to be the hostess.
You
got to
do all the girly. You got to do all the girly stuff, plan the parties, and all that kind of. You know,
I mean, they have a whole staff, but yeah, you get the final say.
You do get the final say. You got to pick the band and the singers and the curtain fabric.
Well, you got to make sure we impress all the other countries when they come visit us.
I'm not sure a guy can do that kind of work. I'm just, by and large.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I'm in such hot water right now.
You are, but I'm not gonna make it worse, Don.
844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. Should women be? I can't even ask the question. This is terrible. You know, Media Matters is going to have a field day on this one. Real quick, I want to give you an update on a story we shared with you yesterday. So Texas law enforcement, they've been begging Governor Greg Abbott to declare an invasion, that the border has officially been overrun. Governor Greg Abbott has instead given Texas Rangers permission to send the illegals back to the border, but he's not sending them back to Mexico. He's just sending them right back to the Texas border. So I'm not quite sure that's exactly what law enforcement on those border counties, what they were hoping for. But there you go. This is what happens. I'm telling you, Greg Abbott gets a little squirrely every now and again. Not good. Let's go to Stephanie, WDUN. Stephanie, I got to have some help here. I don't know what's going on.
I don't either. That was bizarre. As the same as I feel like Biden should not have picked a woman simply because she was a woman, I don't think we should choose a man simply because he's a man. I think you should choose the person for the job who's capable and willing and ready.
Now, you see, I think, if you're looking at Southern, like, for example, a Southern lady like Marsha Blackburn, I would be very content with Marsha Blackburn as president of the United States, and I think that she could would be a terrific president. I think Sarah Palin could probably do a pretty darn good job.
I think so, too. Condoleezza Rice would have been a wonderful vice president or president.
Well, so, and again, it's I believe it is about the positions and the policies and the character and, you know, not the plumbing.
In most cases, everywhere, yes.
Yeah. All right, Stephanie. Appreciate the call. We got to leave it there. And Ron, real quick. Well, we can't get Ron on because we're up against a hard break here. But Ron, to his point, says, what about Margaret Thatcher? The Iron Lady. A great point, Ron. Great point. 844-747-8868. The question, ladies and gentlemen, should women be running for the White House or serve as a vice president? We've got several ladies who say, no way, Jose. 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Live from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Based on our investigative unit's reporting, the U.S. attorney in Delaware has been probing a number of issues. They include tax fraud, tax evasion, money laundering, as well as whether Hunter James Biden and their business associates complied with foreign lobbying laws. What I can also tell you based on our reporting is that there's a lot of noise and static in the system. Based on my experience, that can be an indicator of conversations and discussions between the two parties on whether they can reach some kind of plea agreement.
And that was Catherine Herridge from CBS News reporting on some pretty shady business dealings involving Hunter Biden and his father. That report coming as House Republicans say that the Treasury Department is stonewalling and will not hand over any documents surrounding Hunter Biden unless Democrats actually join in on the request. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. By the way, welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio program. Our good friend from the great state of Florida, Congresswoman Kat Kamick, joins us. Kat, good to have you with us today.
Hey, happy Friday. Good to
And a happy Friday to you. I want to get your reaction to these crazy reports now surfacing that Hunter Biden and possibly his father have been involved in some pretty shady business dealings.
Well, my initial gut reaction is what has taken them the mainstream media so long? I mean, we've known for so long how Hunter has been involved in a litany of shady dealings that have all seemed to have this undercurrent of
Oh, I think we lost Kat Kamick there. My apologies, ladies and gentlemen. Must have a bad phone situation, but that was Congresswoman Kat Kamick. Yesterday on this program, we had Congressman James Comer from Kentucky on. He is the ranking member on House Oversight, and he actually fired off a letter to the Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen saying, hey, look, we've got to have information on this. You've got American banks that are actually flagging some of these investments from Hunter Biden and other members of the Biden family. And they're cracking down and they're not releasing this information. It stinks to high heavens. That's what that's all about. So we had Congressman Comer on the program yesterday, and he says he can guarantee that if Republicans retake the House of Representatives, there will be hearings and that Hunter Biden will be told to show up to answer some pretty hard-hitting questions about his business dealings. Comer fired back in a letter, it is troubling the Biden administration is willing to provide a false story to the media to create the appearance of transparency while continuing to thwart congressional oversight. Now, our good friend Jesse Waters from Fox News Channel also brought up yet another angle, and that involves the Biden family's connections to China and specifically reports that Biden is stealing American oil from our strategic oil reserves, which are meant, by the way, for emergencies, and he's selling all that oil to a Chinese company.
Fox News alert. Joe Biden sold nearly a million barrels of oil to a Chinese gas company that his son Hunter may still indirectly own a stake in. This is according to the Washington Free Beacon. The Biden administration announced in April they were selling strategic petroleum reserve barrels to the Chinese state-owned oil company Unipec, also known as Sinopec. But in 2015, Hunter's firm, BHR, bought a nearly $2 billion stake in Sinopec. In November, Hunter's attorney claims he divested his stakes in his Chinese holdings. But as of March, Chinese records still listed him as a 10% owner in the firm, BHR Partners, which a Georgetown professor valued to be worth a cool $20 million. The sale happened in April. As of this moment, we can't say for sure that Hunter has an ownership stake in this company, nor can we say that he directly profited from the sale. But what's indisputable is this. Hunter Biden is not a Chinese economist. He's not a Chinese energy expert. The only reason why the Chinese would cut him in to their company is so that he can peddle influence back in Washington with his dad and get them really great deals. And you know what? It looks like he did his job.
All right, that's Jesse Waters over on Fox News Channel last night. You know, the concern here is that our emergency oil supplies are down something, what, around 40% since Biden took office. And the gas prices here in America are still going up. So the idea that Biden is now selling oil to a Chinese company that his son may or may not have ties in, that should alarm all of us. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. NPR, National Public Welfare Radio. It still irritates me that my tax dollars are funding my competition. But it's really not that much of competition because National Public Welfare Radio can't even pay their bills. That's why they have to have a handout for food stamps from the government. NPR now taking some cheap shots at the recently assassinated Prime Minister, former Prime Minister of Japan. We have the story up at ToddStearns.com. NPR, when they announced that Prime Minister Abe had been gunned down, they called him a divisive arch-conservative and ultra-nationalist. So they're attacking the guy because he just wanted to make Japan great again. By the way, Abe, very close friends with our beloved President Donald John Trump. So again, NPR receives government assistance. They're on public welfare. They can't pay their bills. That's just the cold, hard reality. I got a nasty note from one of these little journalist urchins who lives in their parents' basement. And he said, it's incorrect. NPR only gets 2% of their funding from the government. Okay, I don't care if it's 0.0000001. If they get a single penny of our tax money, it's one penny too much. Moron. But NPR, they've got a very ugly history when it comes to maligning the character of conservative leaders. And then they turn around and they celebrate terrorists. Now, check this out. Yasser Arafat, former leader of the Palestine Liberation Organization, when he bit the dust, they called this anti-Semite terrorist a freedom fighter. That's what they did. When Fidel Castro, the brutal communist dictator from Cuba, died, here's what NPR called him. They called him, quote, a prominent international figure who was inspired by passionate love and hate. Are you seeing the problem here? These people love to worship and celebrate the commies and the anti-Semites, but they can't even pay their own bills. It's typical. So I'm not terribly surprised, but this is yet another reason why the Republicans need to defund these public welfare deadbeats. And why they didn't do it when Paul Ryan, now a Fox News channel, why they didn't take care of business back in the day is beyond me. But we can only hope and pray that when the Republicans take control of the Congress in the fall, that they will once and for all defund NPR, Planned Parenthood, everybody. I'm tired of my tax dollars being squandered. I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of it. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. It is hot. It is miserable in America right now. But there is one thing that makes me feel just a smidge better, and that's iced tea. You know, folks, I love Life Change iced tea. I've been trying it now for about a month or so, and it really does make all the difference. Life Change tea is an amazing, natural, gentle beverage, and it's going to make you feel incredibly good. It's got 12 herbs, comes in 3 delicious flavors, natural peppermint and pomegranate. It's been around since 2007, and get this, it's made right here in the USA. Life Change tea is easy to brew. You just keep it in your fridge and drink a glass every day, and you're going to start feeling great almost immediately. Go to getthetea.com and order some today. That's getthetea.com. Now, if you plug in my code, Todd10, they're going to give you $10 off plus free shipping. That's over $50 in savings. Again, getthetea.com, code 10, code Todd10, and you're going to get $10 off plus free shipping. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Good to have you with us today. Let's go to the phones. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. Daryl, listening to us on the talk station. Hey, Daryl, what's on your mind?
Thank you, Todd, for letting me call and talk with you today. I was a little bit in the negative on whether a woman could run for vice president. But the point that I want to make is there's only two reasons to choose the person for vice president. The first one is, can they hold the ticket? And unfortunately, I agree with you. Tim Scott is by far the best, at this point, the best choice for Donald Trump as vice president if he runs in 2024. I think he would be an excellent, excellent president. And that's the second reason, is help the ticket. And number two, be ready in a moment's notice to take over as president of the United States. It has nothing to do with them running 4 years later. It has to do with, can they be the president? And I think those two points are the most important. And I just would like to hear what you have to say about it.
I think leadership is vitally important, and the ability to be a leader. And sometimes you have folks out there that are the firebrands, and we need those. We need those individuals out there. I'm not saying those individuals can't be leaders, but there has to come a time where the rhetoric has to be toned down and you actually lead and govern. And that's what the president has to do. That's what his vice presidential running mate has to do. As you said, the sole responsibility of the VP is, God forbid something happens to the president, you know, you've got somebody that can step into the Oval Office. So is Sarah Palin capable? I think she is. She governed the state of Alaska, did a good job of that. But ultimately, she's running for the U.S. Congress. She's more than likely going to win that seat. She's doing well in the polling data. And President Trump's already given her the endorsement there for Congress. So I see where people might be enthralled or intrigued with the idea. But I don't think it's Sarah Palin's time just yet.
No, I don't either. And I think Sarah Palin, after getting his endorsement, if he was going to make her a running mate, he would never have endorsed her for that particular seat. So I don't see Sarah Palin anywhere near the vice presidency's nomination by Donald Trump.
And I know we have a lot of listeners across the state of Iowa. I have to tell you, very impressed with Governor Kim Reynolds. She's done a terrific job. She has governed as a conservative. She has been adamantly pro-life. And I think that she would be a fine running mate. Does she have the national name recognition? No. But then again, Sarah Palin did not have that recognition when she was picked by John McCain. And again, I love Sarah Palin. Do not get me wrong by what I'm about to say here, Daryl. But I questioned his selection at the time, only because she was everything that he was not. And that created tension within that campaign. And, you know, there were plenty of other people he could have gone with that actually did have the experience at the time. And he went with Sarah Palin, and you saw what they did to her. And I thought that was downright despicable.
Yeah. And it's, you know, the press is going to go after anybody that's chosen on the right. They always do. But what we've got to have is strong leadership. Donald Trump, in my opinion, was the best president we've ever had. And that's tough when you talk about other presidents like Ronald Reagan, who was an excellent president. But I think Donald Trump would turn us around in probably 30 days back to where we were.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, Daryl. And again, it's not the personality that I was attracted to. It was the policies of Donald Trump and the way he governed. I thought it was incredibly effective. We had great respect on the world stage. We were truly the world power that we in fact are. And on the domestic front, this president, I think, really fundamentally retransformed America into what it was meant to be, that shining city on a hill. So I think Donald Trump is going to go down in history as one of our greatest presidents.
There's no doubt about it. And he'll get my vote in 2024, and I think we're going to just blow away the liberals in our next election in 2022.
Yeah, I'm feeling really good about that, Daryl. I appreciate the call, and thank you for listening to the program. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Oh, we've got some more Biden audio. Cut number one, please.
Suppose I'm going to do this. They told me not to. I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to tell a story. I went over to see Pope Benedict.
So there you go. He's got handlers, and they're telling him, say this, don't say this, emphasize this, don't emphasize this, walk this way, walk that way, shut up, sit down, stand up, twirl around. I've never seen anything like this. But he's a puppet. That's all he is, a hand puppet. And I'm surprised somebody doesn't have their hand up the wazoo. I'd hate to have that job. Unbelievable what's happening right now. All right, I want to go back through play this audio clip showing you again how crazy things are getting, that even CNN is weighing in now on the president and his failed policies. Cut number three, please.
But here's the thing that I think is so important. It's part of a larger economic context, right? It's not just about gas prices. It's about inflation as well. And right now, how are economic conditions? 85% of Americans say that the current economy they rate is only fair or poor. That's the worst since 2012. And looking forward, the economic outlook getting worse. 77% say it's getting worse. That's the worst since 2009. So the high gas prices are part of a larger economic picture where Americans are really not happy at this point.
Now, Fox News Channel is now saying on the record that there is no recession and that the economy really is looking good. Do you find that to be the case? You're out there getting gas. You're out there going to the grocery store. You've got a job. You're paying your bills. Have you noticed that the economy is actually getting better, as Fox News is now alleging? Or are you still seeing that inflation is out of control? 844-747-8868. That is our telephone number. Our website, by the way, is toddstearns.com. And while you are there, I would strongly urge you to get a copy of my latest book, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. You're going to read this book, you're going to understand everything that's happening, and you'll understand exactly where these progressives want to take all of us and what we can do to stop that from happening. All right, got to take a break. We'll be right back, America.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow. Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio show. CNN reporting that 85% of Americans are describe the economy as fair or worse. That's according to CNN. Jason Furman says that inflation is hardening and getting worse. Cut number five, please.
All right. But you look at the inflation data, and inflation has been shifting from goods to services. That's concerning because services inflation tends to be more stable, more inertial. You look at things like trimmed mean or median inflation, those have actually been picking up, even while some other measures have come down. So when I look at the price data, yeah, all the volatile stuff had been raising the inflation rate to 8, 9, 10%. That's going away. But all the underlying core stuff, that might be hardening and getting worse.
All right, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Great to have with us the Dean of the School of Business over at Liberty University, Dave Bratt. Dave, hope you're doing good today.
Yeah, doing good. Thanks, Todd, for having me on. Appreciate it.
So, look, New York Times is saying that the employment numbers are just a tad away from pre-pandemic levels. You've got the White House press secretary saying the economy's in great shape. What say you?
Well, those are consistent with the Marxist economists' predictions, and so I totally disagree. So I'll start off with a joke. Yeah, no, that's just the talking points from the establishment. Everybody knows we're in trouble. Goldman Sachs isn't exactly a Republican talking heads, and they've downgraded the growth to the second quarter to about 0.7%.
Wow.
And the first quarter of growth was negative 1.6. And so those are the real numbers. And that the serious economics here is that the labor market report did come out strong today with jobs. And some of that is still due to the stimulus, right? The Fed funds rate, the rate that the Federal Reserve set, is still only at 1.5, right? So when people say we're tightening, we're starting to, but, you know, there's still a very easy monetary regime in place when you have interest rates still this low. They're still very low by historical standards. And then the real economy is the story, right? And so it's not a question of how many jobs are added. It's what are you producing with those jobs? And so earnings reports, the profits are going to be coming out, and that drives the stock market. And everybody's worried about earnings and profits going forward. And I think that's the major concern. And then for the serious economists out there, go look up Robert Gordon at Northwestern University. He's the world's best guy for 40 years on productivity growth. And look at his charts, and you can go, you know, YouTube them, and total factor productivity is at zero. So you're hiring more people, but total factor, the productivity is zero. And so we're not engaging our young kids in their mind and making them productive in the sectors that matter. We're hiring a bunch of lower wage, lower skilled folks, and we need to reshape this economy any day now.
And unfortunately, a lot of those lower skilled folks are actually in newsrooms writing about issues like this that they don't know anything about. Dave, I'm going to read two headlines. These were published within just a couple of hours of each other. Politico: no recession here, hot jobs market tames fears of slump. And then over at CNN, which I'm kind of shocked by this one, U.S. will plunge into a recession, but it didn't have to.
Yeah, no, I know. It's just, it's unfortunate. Even the Federal Reserve itself, right? Just go back to the 07-08 financial crisis. They asked the Fed, you know, I think at the time it was not Greenspan, but Bernanke. And they said, how's the real estate market? What are you going to say? He said, it's all great. Everything's great. Right. And so the left is rooting and cheerleading for Biden and the real economy. But everybody knows what's going on. Right. We're still living on a sugar high. The Fed still has $8 trillion on its balance sheet. We're still $30 trillion in debt. That's all stimulative, right? This year we're going to have $1.5 trillion budget deficit. That's stimulative, right? And then people are still living off the checks coming out of COVID, et cetera. So there's what's called the wealth effect. It's not your income, but the wealth you have. People are still spending that down, and now they're starting to bid their credit up. The credit cards are going up again. And then the real estate market, everybody knows there's issues bubbling there in a negative way. And there's the consumer is down significantly. The Michigan consumer sentiment thing, again, not another Republican talking point place, University of Michigan. They have the lowest consumer sentiment, and consumer expectations about the future are very low. Right now, people are blowing cash. They should not be. But they are. And so the fundamentals of the economy are not strong. And we got to start eating our spinach as a country and getting strong again.
And we're talking to Dave Brandt, who is Dean of the School of Business over at Liberty University. And I do want to talk about that, some very practical things. What are people going to be facing in their personal lives, personal finances over the next 6 months or so, Dave?
Yeah, well, I don't want to make any ironclad forecast, but the Case-Shiller index, the PE ratio, the price earnings ratio, the market is still very much overvalued, right? The PE ratio, but right now is in the 30s. The long run average is 17, right? So you can just think of that as the stock market is still overvalued. So if that's true, which way is it going to go? It's still got a lot of room to go down. And so, you know, everybody needs to talk with your financial experts and go to Kingdom Advisors, a lot of great Christian financial advisors. out there in those groups. Get someone you trust. But right now, it's not the time to be selling either. Right at Lowe's, right? So, and you know, if you're especially if you're a young person, you're just starting out. If you're buying when it's low, it's okay, right? Because it'll go up over the long run. So, number one, just you know, get your investment strategy straight in your mind. Number two, stay in the labor market. I don't recommend retiring to people right now. You got inflation at 8% eating away at your income, taking 10% roughly out of your retirement, out of your pocket every year. Right? If that inflation is sustained for 5 years, that's going to eat a big hole in your savings, et cetera. So I encourage everybody to stay in the labor market and save as much as you can. And then finally, the third is get human capital skills. Right now, information technology, computer science, cyber, those are the hot subjects we're teaching at Liberty. We got a ton of students going into those fields. They're getting hired in job offers when they're juniors out of our department for cyber, information security, IT, computer science. So get skilled up in the right areas, right, and have the kids get skilled up in the right areas, even when they're young. And, you know, make it fun. Have them YouTube all the Elon Musk engineering technology stories out there. It's fun, right? And then they'll have a passion for it and then hopefully a calling for it.
All right, good.
Yeah. So those are 3 points for you.
Dave, we're running late for a break here. Appreciate the great intel. And, of course, Liberty University, there are some incredible degree programs. And as you just mentioned, on the IT and cyber side, but all sorts of great ways to get yourself educated and get yourself a good job at Liberty. Dave, appreciate it. Yep.
Thanks, Todd. God bless.
All right, Dave Brandt, everybody, Dean of the School of Business over at Liberty University, giving us some insight in what we can expect in the months moving forward as the Biden economy takes a great big bluebird of happiness dump on all of us. I think that's a nice way of saying it. And we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, you want to talk about saving a few dollars. That's one of the reasons you need to check out our friends over at Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They've got some great discounts, plans to fit any budget, and they're super easy to work with. One of the things I love, their customer service team is based right here in the good old U.S. of A. Go to patriotmobile.com/Todd for some incredible offers and deals just for listeners of our show. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. You can also give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. When you do, be sure to mention my promo code Todd, and they're going to give you some great discounts and free premier activation. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. We'll be right back, America.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Now, this is interesting. Fox News reporting that some of these liberal journalists out there say that these protesters are well within their rights to go and harass Supreme Court justices and others at restaurants and bars and whatnot. Now, I'm somewhat torn here because part of me thinks, well, you know what we'll be able to do here is maybe go and target these journalists and see how they like it. You know, give them a little taste of their medicine. But here's the problem. When you do that, you're going to be ruining somebody else's moment, maybe somebody's special birthday celebration or anniversary or just hanging out with some friends. But these protesters don't care. They don't care about you. Eli Mistel, I've never heard of this person. Apparently, is it a woman, a man? We don't know. A blue check mark. Says, I really can't get over the fact that a right was taken away from half the country, and about 75% of the country thinks the real problem are the 25% of us who are angry about it and are using whatever voices we have to protest and not comply. Well, the fact of the matter is, you should not have a right to kill your unborn baby. Period. Oh, yeah. Ellie Mistel is a justice correspondent for The Nation. I don't understand. There you go. But I'm telling you, sooner or later, you know what's going to happen. You're going to have young conservative kids, and they're going to get riled up, and they're going to start targeting all these people. Let people eat in peace. Is that too difficult to ask for? Is that too difficult to ask these days? All right, Grace Baker, you sent me over a story about Netflix.
Oh, boy.
And yes. I want to talk about it. It's a brand new children's show. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, this is meant for seven-year-olds. It's rated Y7.
It's called Dead End Paranormal Park.
Yes. And I've never watched this show. So just to clarify, I'm no expert. It looked very strange.
All right. So the Netflix, which, by the way, is they're doing layoffs the whole nine yards.
Oh, yes.
So they're in financial trouble, mainly because they've gone woke.
Very woke.
So anyway, this is a story, a cartoon series for children, 7 years old. And one of the characters is gay.
Oh, yes.
All right, can we listen? Let's listen. We've got cut number six.
Can't you talk to logs? Sweeten them up? Have a little flirt?
Shh, he'll hear.
You do like him, don't you?
But, logs thinks I'm a traitor now. So, he's just...
A bit more of a challenge, but still objectively
they're not gonna
a dreamboat?
Sing, are they?
No.
Oh, they're... Really? They're gonna sing? Oh.
It's not like I sit around just obsessing about his deep brown eyes.
Oh, jeez.
It's not like I lie awake while repressing tingly tummy butterflies. It's not like I filled a notebook up listing the things we might talk about. It's not as though even now I'm resisting the urge to ask him out. I mean, we'd have fun. It's not like he is the one. Sure, he's adorably shy, but he's just some guy.
All right, now let me... So, Grace Baker, you're telling me that what we just heard, that's meant for seven-year-old children.
Yes, correct. Y7, that is what it's rated.
Wow, so...
And we don't even get the imagery, obviously, on the radio, but it shows, you know, them... In a fantasy, going on dates, riding a horse together, the whole nine yards.
Oh, geez, Aloo. One of them has blue hair.
Yes.
And earrings.
Yes.
All right. It's for seven-year-olds.
Yes. The other guy has an earring, too.
I just want to make sure we're all understanding, you know, what page we're on here.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, again, the reason why people are canceling their Netflix subscriptions.
Yep. Correct.
Because of stuff like this. And look, if you want to do if it's for teenagers, what do I care? You know, but when you're targeting seven-year-olds with this kind of nonsense,
yep,
that's indoctrination.
And parents don't want it. They're sick of it. I just know they're sick of it. And, you know, other movies that are not woke and not targeting children, they're doing well. Like, I feel like people are starting to speak with their dollars.
You know, I'm curious. You have a younger sibling, not that young, but does that bother your parents that, you know, they have, you know, they just...
Oh,
they
yeah.
have to watch everything.
They have to watch everything. And there have been things that I've, like, alerted to them to in the past, like, hey, by the way, because I work in the news, I see this stuff. Don't let, you know, little brother watch this show or this show, or like the Baymax show. That would have been like one they totally put where the robot was looking for lady products.
Oh, yes.
That would have been because my little brother's seen the movie, which was totally fine, but the show is not fine.
Well, it does. You know, I am curious about moms and dads, what kind of efforts they have to go to just to literally, because now you have to monitor everything.
You have to vet everything.
Everything. When I was a kid growing up, mom, we got a big old bowl of the Fruit Loops or the Cocoa Pebbles, my favorite. Count Chocula, sitting down in front of the TV, and you could watch cartoons, and mom did not have to do anything else for the rest of the day.
Kind of the point.
That's the whole point. That's the whole point. Get out of my hair.
Yes.
And now it's not like that.
Sit down and you know, it's Elmo getting the COVID vaccine.
Even the most innocuous, the silliest little cartoon,
yep.
Everything has messaging, and they're programming your child.
It's very creepy.
All right, 844-747-8868. Thank you, Grace Baker. I'm curious, are you like Grace's parents, where you've got to get out there, you're monitoring every single thing that your kid is having to watch? 844-747-8868. Someone sent me a note. They said, Todd, have you checked out the BYU channel? And that BYU is Brigham Young University, and they've actually had their own TV network. It's sort of like Hallmark Channel for Mormons, I guess. It's lots of singing groups. Anyway, there's a lot of family-friendly programming on there.
Well, I already like it because I pulled it up, and it has the Wizard of Paws, and it's dogs.
Paws. Oh, as in like P-A-W-S. I see what you did there.
Very clever.
That is very clever. All right. It's Mormon, but, they got family-friendly stuff.
They got Heartland on there, all about the family that owns the horses. That's a very wholesome show.
Oh, is that right?
Very wholesome.
Well,
The Chosen's on here.
Well, that's a good TV series.
A TV series, yeah.
Yeah. Jerry Jenkins' son is the executive producer of that. And I've seen bits and pieces. I haven't watched the whole thing, but I've heard good things about it. And again, you don't have to worry about your kid getting
indoctrinated
there.
Hearing a boy sing about another boy.
Woo, mercy! In a paranormal park. That's kind of creepy. So this is for, again, to your point. This is for 7-year-olds.
Yep.
And two teens and a talking pug team up to battle demons at a haunted theme park. Just what you want the 7-year-old to be watching before you go to bed. And maybe even save the world from a supernatural apocalypse.
Wow.
And they're doing Broadway show tunes and jazz hands while they're at it. There you go.
Very fabulous.
All right, got to take a break. 844-747-8868. Jenna Ellis coming up in the next hour. She's in a big dust-up with a couple of Presidential Medal of Honor winners. We'll tell you what that's all about. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Hour 3 underway. You know, we were talking in the last hour about this this Netflix show for the children, the 7-year-olds, where they're promoting a gay love affair. It's a cartoon animated series called Paranormal Park. And we're not going to play, I don't want to play the song again. It's very off-putting. And I'm not real big on Broadway show tunes with the jazz hands. But again, it serves as a warning that if you're a mom or a dad or grandma, or grandpa, you just can't leave your kids alone in front of the TV because Lord knows what they're going to see, what ideas they're going to be exposed to, even at a young age. And to that effect, the Daily Wire is reporting that Teen Vogue, that's the teenage edition of Vogue magazine, Grace Baker?
Yeah, supposedly.
All right. So anyway, Teen Vogue. Now, back in the day, and Grace, I guess, did you read Teen Vogue when you were a kid?
Not really, but there were other ones like it I read, but they were a little more tame because Teen Vogue has always been a little...
I mean, I guess
explicit?
It's... Yeah, but it's kind of like, it's basically like how to do your hair and your makeup.
That's what it's supposed to
how
be.
How to make
yes.
your boyfriend a sandwich when he's hungry.
Short time. Or that's what it tells you how to do. That's what it's telling you.
I'm just asking. I don't know. The whole point of this program is to learn, to be educated. Mm-hmm. So how to cook.
Oh, gosh.
How to clean. Maybe some cleaning tips.
I was a Ranger Rick kid, you know, National Geographic magazine. I didn't read a lot of Teen Vogue. I'm sorry. No,
that's fine. Zoo that's books. Fine because I just don't know. I mean, I think there had to have been a time when if you were reading Teen Vogue, you were learning how to, I don't know, do knitting or, you know, how to make your clothes, home economics.
Oh, God. Do we need to bring up the vice president conversation again with the females?
How to be a good first lady.
Oh, gosh. Not a VP.
So now the modern day Teen Vogue has nothing to do. You're not.
No. If you want, very political. Yeah,
if you want to learn how to cook a casserole, you're gonna have to go to Good Housekeeping
or go to YouTube.
Sorry, girls. So here's the story from the Daily Wire. Teen Vogue is now helping young girls find a place to get an abortion.
Oh gosh.
No, you cannot make this up.
Sadly, no.
So there's an article, Teen Vogue is very disturbed by the Supreme Court decision. And so they wrote an article, published an article on how their readers could procure abortions. And as we just heard from President Biden, that there are reports of a 10-year-old having to cross state lines to terminate the presidency. So it's out there.
I'm sorry. I couldn't keep a straight face. I was trying to hold it in the whole time.
I was trying. It's Friday. I was trying.
It's tough.
You know your parents best. This is from Teen Vogue. Do you fear for your safety if you reveal your pregnancy? Well, I think you should, right? If you're a child, right, you should like feel free. I mean, that's a good thing, right? Put the fear of God in the kids.
I think there's a healthy way to do it.
There is a healthy fear of the good Lord and mama. You did what? And, you know, I'm just saying. And then the dad can have that same conversation with the other guilty party.
Yeah, that's true.
Are you worried they might meet you with violence or kick you out of the house? If yes, there is a legal option in 36 states that would let you get an abortion without parental approval. And that's what this is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that parents are responsible for their children until they turn 18 years old? So if you are a child, and let's just say... let's say you break your arm. It's the parent's responsibility to get that broken arm fixed. You've got to get that broken arm. If you want to get a piercing, for example,
yeah.
You've got to have parental permission.
That's a great point.
To get a piercing.
Or a tattoo.
I have a tattoo story. I'll share it later. But everybody's got... No, I don't have a tattoo.
Okay, I was about to ask some major questions, Todd.
So we were... No, I'll tell you the story okay, now. But okay. We were in Israel... And we were with a large group of people, and one of our team wanted to get a tattoo, and it was like this Jerusalem thing that everybody in Jerusalem, the old city, has this. It was a religious tattoo.
Sure.
I don't know. I'm not into tattoos. But anyway, it was dark at night. We were going through these alleyways and the caves of the old city in Jerusalem, and there we found and they've been doing the tattoo. This tattoo shop has been in a family for hundreds of years, so they're like known for this, whatever this tattoo is. And I was going for moral support and to make sure we didn't get mugged by the Palestinians and get, you know, dragged across the West Bank. So anyway, walk in, and of course, I was one of the, for lack of a better term, one of the stars of the tour to Israel. And there were about 200 people. And there were several young couples there as well. Walk in, I guess it's about 10:30 at night. Walk into this, and it's kind of in a cave-like setting.
This is getting more ominous by the minute.
And there's a couple there from the tour.
Of
and they,
course.
They turned around, and the look of shock and horror, like they had been caught doing something. And then in a matter of like 10 seconds, the shock faded away when they realized that we were there.
That's
for the same reason
say.
They were there. So.
Y'all were there, too. You can't anyway. Say anything.
So it turned out to be very nice. And okay. Everybody was very happy they got their but you have to wrap it in saran wrap. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Like you're making a sandwich and you're just going to wrap out. There you go. You got a tattoo.
Stick some turkey in there, too. Save it for later.
Ham and cheese. There you go. So anyway, all that to say, Teen Vogue, what are we talking about here?
Teen Vogue providing you, abortion access.
So Teen Vogue, wow, we really got off on a tangent. So Teen Vogue is offering all this. Oh, all that to say that if you got to get permission to get a tattoo,
yes,
you should at least get permission from your parents to get an abortion,
yes,
which you should not be getting. Anyway, it's pretty despicable, but this is what's happening in Teen Vogue. So you're down at the supermarket, and your teenage daughter says, Mommy, can I have a Teen Vogue to learn how to make a cancer roll? Say, no, for the love of the Lord, no.
Let's just grab an issue of Southern Living or Good Housekeeping or something.
Not even Southern. Can I just say something about Southern Living magazine?
You can, but I like Southern Living magazine.
Why? It has nothing to do with the South. It seems like they go out of their way to be like unsouthern in Southern Living.
Okay, I thought you were about to say something else.
I'm just going to say, I like Guns and Garden magazine. There you go. This story from CBN.com. Disney's new Thor movie is reportedly pushing, quote, super gay storylines. What's that all about?
It's called Thor Love and Thunder. Need I say more?
Are you kidding me? No, the movie is really called Thor, Love and Thunder. Kaboom.
Yep.
All right. This is part of the Disney.
I'm going to have to walk you through this one, so just go
all right,
ahead. Because I haven't seen the movie.
So is Thor, does he bat for the other gods?
No. So what I understand, no, it's not that funny. That would actually be pretty funny. But apparently, one of the chicks in the movie, she's the new queen of Asgard, and she's a lesbian. So there's that side storyline. And then I know there's another character. They do like a flashback. And Marvel's been doing this lately. Every time there's a flashback with the character, they now have gay parents. So it'll be like, in the last movie, it was two women. And then their little daughter's running around. Haha, so happy. And then this one, I hear there is two men.
So Disney, by the way, is defending all of this.
And of course.
So basically, folks, you got to be careful here. I mean, the reason we share these stories with you, so you know, you're aware, and, you know, if your kid wants to go see Thor, Love and Thunder, that you probably say, you know, let's not do that.
I'm going to keep pushing this even though I haven't gone myself. Just go see the Minions movie. It just passed $4 billion worldwide.
I love it. Go see Minions. DC or Disney CEO Bob Chapek says they are reimagining tomorrow and they want to be a better ally for the LGBT community. The president of Disney says she wants to see many, many, many LGBTQIA characters. That is a quote. She wants to see many of those kinds of characters in Disney films and TV shows. And Disney executive producer LaToya Ravineau says that the company is supporting her not at all secret gay agenda for adding queerness to storylines. So that's the news coming out of Disney. All that to say, moms, dads, grandmas, grandpas, I feel bad for you because there are just some very bad people out there. And these people are predators. They work in Hollywood, and they're coming for your kids. I mean, you hate to be that blunt about it, but that's the truth. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Just watching some video someone sent me of the assassination of Shinzo Abe over in Japan. He was at a campaign rally. when he was gunned down. Looks like the gunman opened fire, missed on the first shot, which led to the second shot. Our understanding is he was wounded and then suffered the heart attack and died. President Biden now at the embassy, the Japanese embassy there in Washington, D.C., paying his respects. The former prime minister, by the way, a very dear friend of President Trump, and the president put out just an incredibly moving statement just a little while ago, President Trump did, talking about his friend who was slain yesterday in Japan. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Honored to have with us one of President Trump's former attorneys, our good friend, great podcaster, by the way, Jenna Ellis. Jenna, hope you're doing good today.
I am. Thanks so much for having me, Todd. And, you know, one of the other great pieces of news today is out of the Wisconsin Supreme Court that invalidated what the Wisconsin Election Commission illegally tried to promulgate. And they rightly recognized that all of these ballot drop boxes were against state law. So that was a win for election integrity today.
And that's good. So let's get into what we wanted to talk with you about today. Of course, the situation at the White House, President Biden coming out with this executive order that basically declares war on the Supreme Court. You're pretty vocal about that on Twitter, suggesting that this is an impeachable offense the president has committed today.
Absolutely, because he's violating the separation of powers intentionally, and he thinks that he can, through executive order, override a Supreme Court opinion. This is completely unconstitutional. And if you actually go and read the executive order, which I've posted on my Twitter feed, there's nothing in this executive order that he actually has Article II authority to do.
So why is he able to get away with this, Jenna? I mean, this is they're in essence destabilizing the Supreme Court, trying to marginalize and neutralize it, and this is going to have an impact eventually in American society.
It will, and that's exactly the intention of the Democrats, is to tear down all of our American institutions, violate and destroy the U.S. Constitution and the rule of law. And the only reason he's able to get away with it is because Congress, under Democrat control, will not hold him accountable. And it's up to Congress to file articles of impeachment when there is a runaway executive. So the Supreme Court has at least held the Biden administration in check, but they are a reactive branch. They can't, on their own initiative, go and make advisory opinions and go and kind of attack the executive and say what you're doing is unconstitutional. They have to wait until challenges are brought to them, which, just like the Wisconsin Supreme Court, it takes a little bit of time, because people are asking, you know, why didn't this happen in November 2020? Well, litigation takes a while. And so it is incumbent upon a Republican majority, if elected in November, and this is why everyone has to get out and vote, to make sure that we are electing true conservatives who will abide by the U.S. Constitution and not care about politics over the rule of law and actually hold Joe Biden accountable. This executive order shows that he is willingly and intentionally violating his oath of office, and that is an impeachable offense.
Jenna Ellis is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Jenna, you came under fire from a number of the far-left media folks yesterday for your comments, which I thought were spot-on accurate, surrounding a couple of the Medal of Freedom honorees yesterday at the White House, Megan Rapinoe and Simone Biles. Do you stand by your comments?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's always a great day when I wake up and I'm trending for, you know, the leftist tears and them getting so offended over, you know, something that's just a fact. Because when you look at what Megan Rapinoe in particular has done, being so un-American, bullying her fellow soccer players to kneeling when the national anthem is playing, I mean, it's just at the heart of what is so un-American about Team USA. And then Simone Biles, who, of course, quit mid-Olympics, citing, you know, mental health concerns and, you know, basically just walked off the field. And so this is absolutely what Biden's administration has become known for, which is to actually recognize all of these woke idiots who have done nothing more than continue to be political activists. And they are losers morally and even in their last Olympic games. Now, I recognize they have historically, you know, won gold medals, all of that. Okay, great. But that doesn't make them deserved recipients of a Presidential Medal of Freedom. So, of course, I stand by that. And even Simone Biles tried to lamely, you know, punch back at me, which I just thought was hilarious, because then that only made my comments go further. And it's like, all right, great. See how that works out for you.
No, look, I will give Simone Biles credit, Jenna. At least she tried to finish this argument. She's known for finishing things. You know, but it does raise the question, what exactly is the Presidential Medal of Freedom for? I mean, you look at some of the great older heroes that were up on that stage, and then you have people, like you pointed out, Megan Rapp. I always call her Rapinoe, Rapinoe, what do I care? But
the purple-haired growth loser.
I mean, it's really unfortunate, but you do wonder, okay, what is it that qualifies people in the minds of the Biden administration?
Right. And, you know, when you look at even the people that he's gotten to speak on behalf of his administration, all of these Hollywood woke celebrities, like Matthew McConaughey going up and trying to carefully render this story to encourage people to go against the Second Amendment and gun control. He doesn't know what the Constitution is all about. I mean, none of these people are deserved advocates to be honored and recognized with the highest civilian honor that our commander-in-chief could possibly bestow. These are not people who have advanced the American dream, have advanced freedom and liberty. They actually stand against everything that our founders were for, and they are woke activists who are trying intentionally to encourage the Biden administration and all of the leftists to continue to dismantle our constitutional republic. They don't deserve it, but this is everything keeping in line with what the Biden administration stands for. It's losers honoring and recognizing other losers.
All right, we're going to leave it there. Jenna, by the way, folks, head over to the Salem Podcast Network, and you got to check out her great podcast. You'll be able to download it there. Jenna, hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too, Todd.
All right, Jenna Ellis, stirring things up on social media. Man, do they get triggered very easily. All right, we got to take a break here. Our good buddy Matt Schlapp on the way from American Conservative Union, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. Our website is toddstearns.com. Guys, great resources for you to check out there. We'll be right back.
Getting dressed for success sounds great until you see that your clothes are wrinkled. The Conair Turbo Extreme Steam and Iron 2-in-1 is your solution. It's the most powerful handheld steamer with advanced heat technology, so it obliterates wrinkles with turbocharged dry steam quickly and easily. It's ready almost instantly and also works without steam as a dry iron. To get your wrinkle solution today, go to Amazon and search for Conair Turbo Extreme Steam and look for the Steam and Iron 2-in-1.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. By the way, this afternoon I'll be filling in for our good friend Lars Larson. Lars taking a few days off, and we had a great time with their crew yesterday. I got to speak to a lot of his listeners out on the West Coast. That show is 5 to 8 Central Time. I'm having trouble with the time zones.
It's okay. It's a lot.
6 to 9.
6 to 9 Eastern Time.
All you folks on the right coast. My apologies. You know what I'm talking about. So anyway, we're going to have a good time, and we'd love for you to join us for the conversation. And as Lars says, naysayers and grace, we had some people calling in, and they were fired up yesterday.
Yeah, I heard. My goodness. Especially about the abortion issue, I know.
Yes. And speaking of that, just a little while ago, you had Jenna Ellis weighing in on this. President Biden says that we need 2 additional pro-choice senators, and he also wants a pro-choice House of Representatives. Cut number 14, please.
The only way to fulfill and restore that right for women in this country is by voting, by exercising the power at the ballot box. Let me explain. We need 2 additional pro-choice senators and a pro-choice House to codify Roe as federal law. Your vote can make that a reality. I know it's frustrating, and it made a lot of people very angry. But the truth is this, and it's not just me saying it. It's what the court said. When you read the decision, the court has made clear it will not protect the rights of women. Period. Period. After having made the decision based on a reading of a document that was frozen in time in the 1860s, when women didn't even have the right to vote, the court now, practically dares the women of America to go to the ballot box and restore the very rights they've just taken away. One of the most extraordinary parts of the decision, in my view, is the majority writes, and I quote, women, I'm just a quote now from the majority, women are not without electoral or political power. It is noteworthy that the percentage of women who register to vote and cast a ballot is consistently higher than the percentage of the men who do so. End of quote. Repeat the line. Women are not without electoral and or political, or maybe precise, not and or political power. That's another way of saying that you, the women of America, can determine the outcome of this issue. I don't think the court, or for that matter, the Republicans who for decades have pushed the extreme agenda, have a clue about the power of American women. But they're about to find out, in my view. It's my hope and strong belief that women will, in fact, turn out in record numbers to reclaim the rights that have taken from them by the court. And let me be clear, while I wish it had not come to this, this is the fastest route available. I'm just stating a basic fundamental notion. The fastest way to restore Roe is to pass a national law codifying Roe, which I will sign immediately upon its passage at my desk.
All right, there you have it. I mean, this guy, and he says he's a Catholic. Does that sound like a Catholic to you? It sounds like the devil to me, ladies and gentlemen. The devil. We've been following this story out of New York City, and I want to bring you the very latest here. The fellow by the name of Jose Alba, he is a bodega worker, 61 years old, and he has now been freed from jail. They were asking $250,000 bond. Now they dropped it down to $50,000, and he's got to wear an ankle monitor and all that kind of stuff. But at least the guy's home with his wife and kids. Now, Mr. Alba, and for those of you who may not know this story, I'm going to give you a little bit of background here. Mr. Alba is a hard-working legal immigrant from the Dominican Republic. He was working at the bodega. A woman comes in, wants to buy some potato chips. Her debit card does not work. So Mr. Alba said, well, no potato chips for you. You got to pay for it. So she storms out. 10 minutes later, comes back with her boyfriend. And the boyfriend starts beating up Mr. Alba. As a matter of fact, the girlfriend jumped in and she stabbed Mr. Alba in the arm. It turns out that the boyfriend is a career criminal. And he has a very, very bad history. During the course of the fight, Mr. Alba, rightfully fearing for his life, grabbed a knife of his own and he stabbed the boyfriend to death. So the boyfriend is dead, and Mr. Alba was arrested and charged with his murder. The girlfriend was not arrested. The girlfriend was not charged. And a lot of people in New York City are going, what the heck is going on here? Because they say this guy, this bodega owner, it was self-defense. He was simply trying to protect his own life. Investigators said that they have reviewed the surveillance footage and that the boyfriend pushed the store owner and fought with the store owner. So my issue here is with the district attorney's office. It sounds as if the police, they understand what the real deal here is. But the district attorney's office, a radical progressive by the name of Alvin Bragg, it sounds like this guy has got it in for the bodega owner because he is a law-abiding legal immigrant who's just trying to earn a decent living. It's pretty despicable. By the way, the bad guy, the one that got stabbed to death, he was out on parole at the time of all of this. You know why he was in jail, ladies and gentlemen? This guy was in jail because he beat up a police officer. So you've got this very bad, dangerous person. He's fighting with the bodega owner. What would you do in that situation? Would you just hope and pray that the guy doesn't pull out a gun and shoot you? Would you hope and pray that the guy doesn't just beat you to death with his own fist? Or do you pick up the knife and you try to make it home safe to your family at the end of the workday? And that's what Mr. Alba did here. I don't think he had much of a choice. Either live or be killed by this violent thug and his evil girlfriend. And all of this over a bag of potato chips. So I'm curious, do you think the bodega owner did the right thing here? Should he face charges? 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. You know, we talk a lot on this program about organizations that are fighting for us and what we can do to lend a helping hand. And that's why I want to tell you about our friends at AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. I love this group. And the reason why is that they're doing things in Washington, D.C. to help us. Yes, just like lots of other groups, they offer incredible savings on cell phone plans and travel and restaurants. But they're doing much more than offering just senior discounts. Your membership in AMAC is going to support their nonprofit, AMAC Action. They're going to take on Capitol Hill. They're going to fight for you. They're going to fight for the free market. They're going to fight for the Constitution. And it's super easy to join. All you need, $16 a year. That's it. Go to amac.us/starns. That's amac.us/starns. You're going to be able to start saving right away. 2.3 million Americans have already joined AMAC. Again, $16 a year. amac.us/starns. We'll be right back.
Did you know 77% of women who wear bladder weakness products experience intimate skin irritation?
As if having incontinence wasn't stressful enough.
But Tena Intimate Pads have been gynecologist tested and do not cause skin irritation.
Gentle on my intimate skin? I need to try Tena Intimate Pads.
Visit TenaSample.com for your free sample. Kind to skin, protects like Tena.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us today. Let's go to Arkansas. Luke on the line. Hi, Luke. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Todd?
Doing good.
Well, I'm driving cross country from. I had left Los Angeles a year and a half ago, thinking that I was leaving Crazyville there, and then I'm on the East Coast and I'm listening to this story about the bodega worker, which I've been following for the last couple days. And, you know, we really are living in the twilight zone. I mean, this is the world that we've been living in the last year and a half with under this administration. I'm shocked. I'm shocked that a career criminal can go behind the counter of a man's business who has no criminal record. And yet this man's now looking at a murder rap.
It's unbelievable, Luke, to know that you're not allowed to defend yourself in New York City. And at the same time, they're arresting, you know, guys like this fella who was just trying to do his job and stay alive. And then you've got actual criminals out there that are allowed to walk the streets like this guy who walked in and attacked this poor fella.
Well, and the more that I keep hearing about this Mr. Alba, he just sounds like just a sweet man, just a good father, a hard worker, and then you've got this guy coming behind the counter assaulting him. You know, I had read where I could just picture her saying it. I read where the girl had said to him, "I'm going home to get my man." You know, all because she's the one that can't afford the bag of chips, so now she's going to go get her man, and now her man's dead because of her.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And I these guys, you know, when you work at a bodega like that, you sort of get a feel for what's going on in the neighborhood, and you're going to have a lot of rough types come in. I'm sure they've been ripped off more than enough times. So because the argument is, well, why didn't he just let them have the potato chips? Because it's not theirs. That doesn't belong to them. It belongs to the store.
Well, and with the, and anybody that's using that argument, you've got a city with I don't know how many millions of people. The business would go out of business if they just decided to just give a bag of chips to everybody who came in and wanted it.
Exactly. And Luke, it is a crazy world out there. It's time for somebody like a Rudy Giuliani to come back into New York City and again rule with an iron fist. And that's what Rudy did, cleaned up that city, and it's sad to say, you know, it's in a horrible situation now.
Well, and I don't mean to make a joke. I think about my father. My father passed away a couple years ago, and he was a prosecutor and also a defense attorney, and we grew up in New York, and I can't tell you the number of times that my father would say that, you know, somebody breaks into your house and you shoot them and they fall out in the backyard, you drag them back inside. I mean, you know, we've gotten to the point to where criminals are just basically taking over, and those that are defending themselves, they don't have a recourse. They got to just take it, or they end up going to jail like this man.
Well said. Well said. Luke, appreciate the call, and thanks for listening to the program. Well, Morton Steakhouse is getting a lot of heat because they're defending Justice Brett Kavanaugh. They're saying that, you know, the justice should have the right to be able to eat his meal in peace, along with everybody else in the restaurant. Now, if you missed the story, we started out the show with this. Justice Kavanaugh was having dinner at Morton Steakhouse in Washington. Then a bunch of these pro-abortion thugs showed up and disrupted dinner for everybody. And a Morton's representative told Politico that politics should not trample the freedom at play of the right to congregate and eat dinner. And it's a fair point here. We shouldn't be having to worry about packing heat. We shouldn't worry about having to keep a lookout for bad guys as they're coming up behind you in the middle of a restaurant. And by the way, a nice sit down restaurant, mind you. I mean, it's really unfortunate. By the way, we're not quite sure what happened to Matt Schlapp. So normally he's pretty good about phoning in, but something must. You know, Grace Baker, a couple of years ago, Matt was live on the show, and you could tell he was driving, and the blue lights come on.
Ruh-roh.
And got pulled over live during the show.
Oh, no.
So we tried to help him out. I was like, hey, Matt, you know, we can give you a hand if it's helpful.
We'll and did you make him stay on the line while he was dealing with that?
I tried to, but he hung up.
Oh, fair enough.
I think that would have been great.
It would have made for entertaining radio, for sure.
So, but it is what it is. By the way, Dr. Oz is under fire, Grace Baker. This
I think
is
you're not surprised, Todd.
So Dr. Oz, who, by the way, has abandoned President Trump now. You know, he was like clinging to him like a boil on a butt. That's how close Dr. Oz was to Donald Trump. And Dr. Oz, as soon as he got the nomination, which is a bit suspect in how all that went down, he just completely washed away any reference to Donald Trump on any campaign materials, the website, it's all gone. So now Dr. Oz, who, by the way, is trailing in the polls, surprise, surprise, has put together a TV commercial. And he talks about how he is, you know, not a political insider and that he really wants to serve the good people of the state of Pennsylvania, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Sure.
Here's the one problem. They filmed the TV commercial in his mansion in New Jersey.
Ouch. Big ouch. Big oof, as they say.
Have you seen Top Gun yet, Maverick?
No, I told you I haven't watched. I haven't seen the first one yet. I told you this. The Godfather. I know.
We got to get you a list of the movies you need to see. Caddyshack. Have you seen Caddyshack?
Nope. I know the music. I know the music from all these movies.
All right, we're going to get you Fletch. Have you seen Fletch Lives?
No.
Chevy Chase? That doesn't ring a bell. Have you seen Cannonball Run?
What?
Smokey and the Bandit?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, I can quiz you on movies from my generation. You probably haven't seen
them. Yeah, but those aren't good movies. These are the classics.
That's subjective.
These are the classics. You know what we're going to have to do, ladies and gentlemen? We're going to have to get Grace Baker, and we're going to have to give you a list of movies that you have to see.
So what I'm hearing is you need to send me on a movie vacation for a week, and then I can come back and report my findings.
That's not quite what I had in mind, but it's close. But we've got to do this. We need to get you cultured.
Okay, fine.
All right, definitely got to watch.
I'll allow it.
All right, what about your husband? I know your husband has to have seen The Godfather.
I think he's seen The Godfather, but I know he has not seen Top Gun.
He hasn't seen Top Gun?
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure he's seen Godfather.
Jeez, aloo. All right.
Because we've said we need to watch it together, and we just haven't done it.
Have you seen the Rocky movies?
No.
Okay. Yeah, we've got... What?
See, I think he has. I have not.
Our nation is failing our young people. I'm sorry. That's all there is to this. Come on, Grace. All right, we're going to... Look, we can remedy
this. I was homeschooled.
No, it's always...
I don't know if that's a defense or a knock against me.
I probably wouldn't have shared that information. But no, I mean, it's okay. I'm just saying. I did watch
Harry Potter.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Well, that was very controversial back in the day.
Harry, you know, it was funny. I seem to remember, like, parents very concerned that their kids were going to become, like, warlocks or ride around on broomsticks. And
we have bigger fish to fry nowadays, folks.
Yeah, yeah. Those were the good old days.
Those were the good old days. That's what we were worried about.
All right. Thank you, Grace Baker. Ladies and gentlemen, we will come up with a list of movies that Grace Baker needs to... That'll be a great segment for next week. Movies that Grace Baker must watch. I love it. All right. Put your thinking caps on. All right. Coming up a little bit later on this afternoon, I'll be filling in for Lars Larson on his national show. Lars taking a few days off, and we would love for you to join us on the Lars Larson program. That's 6 to 9 Eastern. That is 6 to 9 Eastern. Also, we have a fresh batch of biscuit books that have showed up in the Todd Starnes Show store. If you have not gotten a copy of my my new devotion book called Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl, you got to head over there. You got to get yourself a copy of the book. We'll sign it for you. Get an extra couple of copies. Everybody likes two biscuits. Two biscuit books are better than one. And we love to get you a copy of that. All right, folks, you get out there. Have a great Friday. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video.
Good boy!
Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.